Lots of women is being reported to be slapped. I know y'all wasn't expecting that one. The name of the show is called Slap, so at some point I had to address women getting slapped. That is what they saying. They say migrants is slapping women. Men is just randomly slapping women and punching them in the face down the street. Yeah, man, it's a big deal. It's a slap epidemic happening out here in these streets. A lot of people are getting slapped. A lot of people are getting slapped. Seriously. I don't know what it is. It's like a spirit on men slapping women. And I don't know what that is, but we got to address it. Even migrants are slapping people. Check it out.
A migrant from Venezuela is facing charges accused of attacking and sexually assaulting women.
One of those attacks leading to an alert from the UIC campus. Casey Cronus is live with the latest on the case against him. Casey?
Sylvia and Terrence, a judge has denied pretrial release for that man as prosecutors argued he's already attacked two women and they do not want to allow room for him to victimize any others. Take a look. Elvis Jesus Hernandez Pernalete, who also goes by Luis Guevara, has been...
Oh, he got three names? Nah. Nah, 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 nah. Elvis, we know his real name ain't Elvis. We know he's a migrant. He came over here. Who gave Luis the name Elvis? Okay, so we all know that his first name is really his middle name. And so Elvis is over here slapping on hoes out here in Chicago. Okay, go ahead, Elvis.
Been charged with criminal sexual abuse, aggravated battery and strangulation, robbery, and attempted robbery. According to UIC police, around 8 p.m. on March 16th, the Venezuelan migrant followed a woman from the UIC Halsted Blue Line.
Is Elvis a Venezuelan name? Just question it. I'm always trying to follow the news to understand what's going on. And I want to know, I want to make sure that Elvis is a Venezuelan name. Elvis Jesus Jesus. Come on, stop, man.
Line station near Harrison and Morgan Streets, then physically and sexually assaulted her and stole her belongings. Court documents reveal this was not the first woman Pernalete followed from a train stop and attacked. Plus, in early March, he allegedly stole about $140 worth of merchandise from TJ Maxx. Alderman Ray Lopez, who has advocated for adding so-called carve-outs in the city's sanctuary city policy, says this would hold asylum seekers who come to the city and commit crimes accountable.
Criminal activity that the small number of migrants are doing would never be allowed or permissible for someone who was, say, on the DACA registry, because they were very specific that you could not engage in any criminal behavior or risk deportation. And it's a slap in the face to everyone here that qualifies.
No pun intended. It's a slap in the face.
Pfizer was registered knowing that they have to toe the line, and yet these individuals can act with impunity, really stings the migrant community in particular.
Alderman Lopez says as it stands now, migrants who arrive in Chicago on buses from Texas are not being fingerprinted. Meanwhile, UIC police say the woman who was attacked a couple of weeks ago on campus has no affiliation with the school, and that suspect will be back in court on April 10th.
So Elvis is over here slapping chicks in Chicago. Meanwhile, over in New York, they saying that it's a growing number of women that's just getting their pimp hand strong on. I don't know what's going on. I think it's a spirit of slap in the air.
The stories are harrowing.
I was literally just walking and a man came up and punched me in the face. Oh my God, it hurts so bad.
College student Michaela Tonato says she was just leaving class in Manhattan.
So I just got punched in the face walking home.
He hit me right on my cheekbone. This doesn't hurt as bad as the concussion does.
She says she didn't see it coming.
You've got some visible signs. You have the black eye, but yeah. Michaela, emotionally, how are you feeling?
No, it's been really, really hard. I think it hits me in waves. A lot of crying because it was really, really scary.
The NYPD confirms it is looking into at least four similar cases, like the one shared on social media. In one of them, police say a 40-year-old man has been arrested and charged with assault.
I was punched in the head in New York City, in Times Square.
But the police have not linked the cases to the videos. In recent days, dozens of accounts of alleged assault have popped up online. NBC News has not been able to verify all the videos. The troubling stories surfacing at the same time there has been a rash of violent crimes on the city's busy subways. In response, the National Guard has been brought in to search bags, and 1,000 additional NYPD officers are now riding the trains, too. But the mayor pushing back on the idea that crime is rampant.
Wait a minute. Did the mayor have on a Fendi? Did he have on a Fendi scarf?
Riding the trains too, but the mayor pushing back on.
Look at the mayor. Look at the mayor. The mayor Lamore Whitmore, whatever the bishop, the pastor Lamore. Mayor said, "I'm about to go Fendi on these hoes."
The idea that crime is rampant in this city and expressing concerns that social media is stoking fears.
I know a city out of control because I visit some of them in this country. This is not one of them.
77% of Americans believe crime is on the rise, according to a Gallup poll. Misdemeanor assault is up 10% from this time last year in New York City. But in most places, the FBI says violent crime is down.
I'm really scared to go back to school. I've just been delaying it as long as possible, but I'll have to go back eventually.
So what do we know?
So let me back up for a minute, because they did say it's a lot of women online that's basically saying that they're getting slapped up.
I was literally just walking, and a man came up and punched me in the face.
Stories from New York City women going viral on TikTok.
I literally just got punched by some man on the sidewalk.
Their videos detailing how they're allegedly getting punched in the face completely unprovoked. Several women have posted these videos describing similar allegations in just the last week. Hallie Kate posted about an assault on Monday. She says she had to be treated at a local medical facility for injuries to the left side of her face.
Oh my God, it hurts so bad. I can't even talk.
Olivia Brand posting updates on her own experience earlier this month after commenters on TikTok started connecting the two cases.
I did just get a call from the New York Police Department detective.
The NYPD says it's investigating the incidents, but says it's unclear right now whether they're connected. Police announced one assault arrest related to Hallie's case, 40-year-old Skyboki Stora, taken into custody. Other users posted.
Hold on, what's his name? Skyboki Stora.
Case, 40-year-old.
Always fitting the profile. Always fitting the profile. But listen, I can't just automatically assume that he's guilty. We're going to have to give him the benefit of the doubt. Innocent until proven guilty. All I'm saying is that he fit the profile. Got that t-shirt cut down the middle. Shirt is a little bit open. What are you doing on TikTok, sir, after you done slapped somebody? Come on, fam. Got that fake hat on that was pressed up at the gas station? Come on, bro. You know better. Don't do it.
Skyboki Stora taken into custody. Other users posting videos expressing shock, fear, and even sharing tips for staying safe, like not being distracted on your phone while you're out and about. It's not the first time this type of incident has been reported in the city.
When videos like that first started popping up, everyone was sending them to me and like commenting and like adding me and saying like, look, this girl went through something similar.
Elio Wagner says she was punched in the face by someone she didn't know last September.
So we were kind of like walking toward each other and he didn't seem crazy or scary or anything. And then before I knew it, he kind of went at me diagonally and punched me in the face and ran that way.
NYPD data from last month shows many crimes are down in the city compared with last year, including shootings, burglaries, and murders. But felony assaults are up. Broken down by week, misdemeanor assaults are up 10% compared to the same period last year. However, this data is not broken down by gender. And some women, like Elio, who carries a self-defense kit, saying in light of recent attacks, they don't feel safer.
I love New York, but as a woman, it is very scary. So I kind of feel safer, like, carrying something with me to defend myself. That way, in case this happens again, I'm not completely defenseless.
Stephen Romo joins us tonight live from New York City. Stephen, I'm learning something now about that self-defense kit as well. What else are we hearing about this one suspect that is in custody tonight?
Yeah, we've learned quite a bit about him, Tom. Skyboki Store, he actually is a bit of a fringe political figure, ran for mayor of New York City back in 2021, and he has now been charged with this assault for...
And look, they're going to find the video where he got a Trump flag in the back. He ain't got no shirt on. He got a military hat on, and he talking real greasy on the internet. Man, come on, bro. I think that one of the chicks maybe got slapped. One of them maybe got that pimp hand backwards. I think some of the other ones might have been some Me Too victims. Like, oh, man, Me Too, whatever. And they might not even really nothing happened. One of them was giggling as she was walking down the street. Some of them could say nervous. I don't know, man. I don't know, bro. I don't believe nothing that nobody say by default right after the fact. We just going to have to do the investigation. Don't New York got all of these cameras? Don't New York got 1,000 cameras? Shout out to the women that's defending themselves. I don't see not one black woman on that list. But you know black women ain't too far behind. They're going to be like, me too. I got swapped. Once they start seeing the likes and stuff like that, it's a possibility. Who knows?